what's the halacha? Someone's drinking water and he's mesupik, and the only drink is mesupik because he made a shakal. He started drinking, he's not sure if he made a shakal. He can't make a bracha over because he's mesupik. Maybe he made a bracha already and it'll be bracha vatala. He doesn't want to drink vayter because he's not sure if he made a bracha. He's a suffolk bracha for hakal, but that's again, it's not so posh. There's a mashad and kivega and bracha staf yud beis. It's mashma that if a person is not sure, he can't make a bracha, he's taka should stop eating. He's taka should indeed, because also line is spoken with a li bracha. But upon him, the easiest way would be to have someone be moitzim with a bracha at this point. Let him find somebody else to make a shakal and be moitzim with a shakal. But what would be if his friend comes along and his friend is eating mezainis? His friend wants to make a mezainis. Can he ask his friend to be moitzi him with the psicha of the bracha? Tell his friend, make the bracha out loud, be moitzi me with the first words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Alkeinu Melech Ha'olam. And when you say, Bari Menei Mezainis, I'll say, Shachal Ni B'dvarai. Would that work? He wants to be yaitz the first half of the bracha with Shemei Ka'ina, and the second half will finish off himself. Is that yaitz? Is that what Nechayi would say? Why not? It should work, but we're going to see, it's not so pashut. The mock of this Indian, believe it or not, is actually the Magen Avraham we've been learning the past few weeks. The Magen Avraham Shita about a Ben Yigimel. This that we look at a bar mitzvah, a boy is 13 years old, he's a gadol. The reason is because the Gemara in these is Achman Bav. It's called Chazaka the Rava. Rava said, "Remember, I'm a Rava. Katana Shagil Chalshen Aseha Chazaka Sheviya Semenel." The real teshuvah of a gadol is someone that brings simanim, someone that brings shnei sayer samata. Rava said, when a girl reaches 12 and a boy reaches 13, it's a chazaka that they brought simanim bein tzricha bedika. You don't have to do bedika. But the Gemara ends off, "Hani mi'in l'nyamin, al l'nyichlitz tzricha bedika." And the Magen Avraham learns the Gemara. Pshat the Gemara is that only if a dinim derabanan we say machazaka derava. If a dinim deraisa, you would have to have bedika. You have to make sure the person brought simanim. The moshul, this that we're mistap, Ben Yigimel, a 13-year-old boy to Dam for the Yomid, or to be part of a minion, that's the Rabbanan. That was Semechon Chazaka the Rabbah. We assume that he brought some on him when he reached 13. Of anything deraisa, the moshul to be Maisius and Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Leil Shabbos is deraisa. It's possible. Zach Hashem Shabbos is a catch. It's not that from the Pasuk. It's a mitzvah deraisa. For that, you have to be sure that he brought some on him. So the Pesach can say, for that, you don't rely on Chazaka the Rabbah. Either we do bedika, and today the place can like I say we're not pekim bedika. We don't even really know how to recognize what's a sire and what's a shuma. So what we do is we wait until the boy is the smalis kainite, whose beard grows in. When his beard grows in, that's a simon that he brought Cyrus Lamata also. But Stam is a 13-year-old boy, we're not saying mechan for kiddush. We might say some kiddush deraisa. So the Magen Avraham talks about, how is a 13-year-old boy might see an Isha? It's interesting, why does he talk about it in Isha? Why not an Ish? I think he's just talking practical, that most men know how to make Kiddush themselves, you don't need a 13-year-old boy to be might see them. And a more practical case is, a woman doesn't know how to make Kiddush, she needs a boy to be might see her. Or today's day and age would be maybe common if the father goes away, and the oldest boy at home is a bar mitzvah boy, and he's proud of himself, he wants to make Kiddush, and he wants to be might see the whole family, he feels he's a gadol. He could might see all the younger children, that even if he's a cotton, he might see other katanim, but how is he might see his mother? How is he might see his isha? So Zot the Magen Avraham, he taka can't. And what should you do in such a case, with a mitzvah is making kiddush? So the Magen Avraham gives an eitza. The Magen Avraham says, she should be mekadosh herself. She should say kiddush together along with him. That's the lashon Magen Avraham. She should say the words of kiddush together along with the Ben Yigil making kiddush. And the Magen Avraham ends off, vayin mashuk sapti, reisim and kuftar gimel. Give a look what we wrote in the beginning of Simchus Tzadik Gimel. In the beginning of Simchus Tzadik Gimel, the Magen Avraham says an interesting thing, that Nachayim, really the proper way is always a woman should say Kiddush over together with a person named Mekadosh. Even if a girl is making Kiddush, even if a husband is making Kiddush, the proper thing is that a woman should say the words of Kiddush together with him. What's the reason? There he's a girl, it's not a problem for the girl to be Maitzia. So the Magen Avraham says over there two reasons. First reason is, Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's a machlokes rishonim, if you can be maitzi someone shemei ka'ina if you don't understand the words, if you don't understand lashon hakodesh. It's a machlokes in brachos daf and vav. Rashi shita is you could always be yaitza shemei ka'ina even if you don't understand the words. But Taisus and the Rosh, achayel. Taisus and the Rosh hold that if you don't understand lashon hakodesh, you cannot be yaitza with shemei ka'ina. Someone going to Taisus and Supik. Abagapanam Taisus Cheshish to this. The Taisus and the Rosh hold You cannot be Yosef if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now, all the Pesukim say that Minhag HaOinim is like Rashi. That we're similar to Rashi, that you can be Yosef Shemek HaOinim even if you don't understand the words. But Zokta Magen Avraham, it's Kedai to be Machmeh, like the Hesin Rosh, Kedai to understand what you're listening to understand the words, to be Yosef properly Shemek HaOinim on Chol Deis. Zokta Magen Avraham, Nashim, at least in the times of the Magen Avraham, Nashim Tzkanis, and they were not Mulamadis, they weren't taught, and they did not know Lashon HaKodesh, they did not know what the words of Kiddush meant. So therefore, the Magen Avraham said they should say Kiddush along together with the person being Maitzid, and so we make sure they Yosef themselves. Second reason the Magen Avraham gives is because he says Nashim, it's hard for them to pay attention, to concentrate, and they don't always really hear every word. It's a long, occasionally a little bit long. Maybe they just weren't listening. They weren't listening to every word. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says it's kedai to say a long kiddush together with the person making kiddush to make sure that they if they're not listening to every word, at least they said every word themselves. When you look at the Magen Avraham, it looks to me like he's really saying the second reason. Oh, the reason why Isha should say kiddush together with her husband is because. The second reason is that she cannot concentrate, she's not going to hear every word. The Kiegel learns in the Magen Avraham, he means both reasons. He means the first reason also, that to be Yetzir Koin Seis in the Rosh. Agapanim, the Magen Avraham says, always it's Kedai that the Isha should say Kiddush along together with the person making Kiddush, to make sure she's Yetzir. And for sure, if the person making Kiddush is a Ben Yigimel, she has a whole problem, how she could be Yetzir, you can't rely on Chazak Adorav, you're not sure if he's a Gadol, that you should... She should say Kiddush together with the person making Kiddush. So, Fekhtim Kivega in the Tshuva Sim Zayin, Akasha, on this Magen Avraham, how does this work? First of all, when she says Kiddush, Pasha, she's not saying Kiddush al Kais. Who's holding the Kais? The boy is holding the Kais, not her. And we have a Lacha, Kiddush is supposed to be al Kais. So, how is she Yaitza? So on this Kivega's Kasha, this Agav the Chazanish, Delzach, on this Kivega, he goes, what's the Kasha? He says, there's the Paiskim being damned, the Shulchan Achrab Paskins, that you don't really, Mikah Din, you don't have to hold the Kais, the Kiddush HaKais. Mikah Din, you could be Yates, the son, you could be Yates, the Kiddush HaKais, by leaving a Kais on the table. We get that. Oh, but the Bikah Yosef and the Chidah, the Bikah Yosef holds, even if someone else is holding the Kais, you could be Yates, the Kiddush HaKais, as long as you see it.
Why did he bring it right from the Kiddush from?
Who says you could hear? Shachar says what? We are going to get to. You might mean something which we're going to get to soon. Zumura Dathman and Vav. We're going to get to soon. But anyway, we're just trying to assume Kiriyas Kasha. Kiriyas Kasha here is how are you Yetsa Kiddush Al Kais when she says Kiddush herself. So the Chazon Ish says, yes, a lot of Pesukim hold you can be Yetzir Kiddush HaKais as long as you see the Kais. Even if someone else is holding the Kais, you could be Yetzir. So that the Chazon Ish, Ken Zayin, the Kivega holds that here it's worse. Because over here, the other person holding the Kais wants to be Yetzir himself. He wants to be Yetzir himself. So you can't have two people being Yetzir on one Kais. You get someone being Yetzir himself on the Kais, then he might see the Olam with Kiddush HaKais. But over here, you can't have the Isha trying to be Yetzir herself with Kiddush HaKais. And the cotton also be it's good. That you cannot have.
What's the problem with the
Yosef and Santa? Can one kais is for one kiddush. You cannot use one kais for two people.
Make
kiddush out of kais. Yeah, good. You have a baby together.
Who's
going to
drink it? Don't get it like this. You want to understand that you can be Yosef kiddush like that. We know like that. It's not kais.
Right. Oh, that's Kishver Isa. So we're getting to the Kiriyas Teretz. You're getting to the Kiriyas Teretz. The Kiriyas wants to answer that. That's the Teretz. Teretz is that the Kiddush Teretz is like you said. It's just to say the Lashon the Nusach of Kiddush. Just say the words of Kiddush. Kiddush HaKais really some Machlokes. Roy Vishenim in Tzachim Nafkavav and Nazi Yafdala they hold Kiddush HaKais in their bottom. There are some Vishenim that hold that Kiddush HaKais is their Eisa. Lamais we pass on like Roy Vishenim that Kiddush HaKais the Chayal Ayayin is only their bottom. So Meir of the Kiriyas very good. He says the problem here to be Yetsa from the Ben Yigimel is you cannot be Yetsa their Eisa. So for the Dereisa, she says itself. She's not Semecha Chazaka D'Rava. But for the Drabonon of Kiddush HaKais, that you could be Semecha Chazaka D'Rava. That you can rely, that you can be Yetzir from the Ben Yigimel. For that, you can rely that he brought some on him. For all the Drabonons, we rely on Chazaka D'Rava. That's the Kiriyas Chan the Magen Avraham. that the kiddush akos you are yotze from the mekadesh, and the kiddush rabbanon the right, I mean that you yotze by that ish is yotze by saying yourself. But if you're getting a kasha, it's still shver. Because think about it, if you're being yotze from the cotton, the kiddush akos, having in mind what would be in case the cotton did bring two sires, it's a suffix. Maybe the cotton brought two sires, so I bizarre you yotze from him derisa also. So if you yotze from the ben yigimel derisa, how could she be mekadesh herself? It'd be bracha vatala. What happened?
Can I have negative
thoughts?
I don't want to be
yotze. I only want to be yotze to the kiddush akos. You can't do that. If you want to be yotze to the kiddush akos, I'm being yotze for what he's saying. But if you're being yotze for what he's saying, then on the side, it's a little hard how to split it. But in case he brought two sides, he was zichah yotze to the raisa, and then what she said itself would be a bracha batala. So that's the curious problem. How do you read this Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says that she should say alone Kiddush together with him. How does this work? To be Yetzir Kiddush Akai, she has to have something in mind, to be Yetzir from the cotton. But then maybe she's Yetzir the rice already. So how could she say Kiddush at all?
There's no bracha l'chatzayim. Which part of it is not a bracha?
It's not
chatzayim.
Well,
when there's a bracha, let's say there's a
bracha. We're going to get to the bracha l'chatzayim. We're not there. Right now we're working with a full bracha. Right?
So let's say he wants to.
We'll get this. You're saying this is Kivega's Teres. Kivega learns, that's what you mean, Shmuley. The Kivega says that this is what the Magen Avraham means. When the Magen Avraham says that you say along Kiddush with the cotton, he doesn't mean you say along the whole Nusach HaKiddush. He means you say the Tevis and Sayas. You say the middle words of the Kiddush. That's all you say. You say the middle words of Kiddush together with the cotton, but the psicha, the Baruch HaTashem, in the end, Baruch HaTashem, HaKadosh Shabbos, that you yotze from the Ben Yigimel. That's how it works. So in case he's not for this time not semech chazaka derava, in case he's not being too serious, she was yet to kiddush by saying the middle words. Because midiraisa, you don't have to say the bracha. Midiraisa, you just have to mention Shabbos. It's enough you said the whole long nusach of the middle words. With that you yet to kiddush deraisa. And for the kiddush al kais, that you have in mind to be yet from the cotton, the whole kiddush, the psicha and the chtima. And for that, there's no problem with bracha v'tala. In case you were yotze entirely from the cotton, you never said the l'nusach bracha. So there's no problem with bracha v'tala. That's Kivya Gung learns in the Magen Avraham.
And that's what she should do with her husband also?
And that's what she should do with her husband also. She should say the words inside. I mean, together with him. Say the middle words. Just the middle words together with him. So it solves all the problems. But there's another sukkah chazanish. The chazanish is Maria. From this Kivega, this is what the Shmuley is saying. From this Kivega, we see that there's such a thing as being Yetzer, a half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and a half a bracha with Amir yourself, half a bracha by yourself. Because it turns out, the psich and the chsima, she's being Yetzer with Shemei Kaina. And the middle word, she's saying herself. So it comes out that you're being Yetzer, a half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and a half a bracha by saying it yourself. Now, does that work?
Your problem, would you find the three bracha?
Sorry?
That was my original. Which part of it is the bracha?
Well, you're being yotze.
What has the shame bracha on it? Does the first part doesn't have a bracha on it? Shame bracha on it?
The psicha has a shame bracha? The whole part has the middle? It's one long bracha. Here's the one long bracha. It's called psicha nachsim. It starts off with shaki shem asaisa, v'tzivanu, ratzavanu, and ends off makash shabbos. No, but this is also called one bracha. It's also called one bracha. The psicha nachsim is all called one bracha. But the ma'aseh being yotze, half a bracha with Shemei Kaina, and a half a bracha with Amir. So, first the chazanish kasha on this from the Gemara Daf and Vav. The Gemara says there's a brisa. The brisa says bichas a mazon shnayim b'shloisha. Bichas a mazon could be with two or three people. There's different pshatim rishonim, but Tosfos learns pshat the Gemara b'shem derif. Tosfos being a lot of rishonim being down b'shem derif. Tosfos also brings it down. That Pshat Gemara is, you could divide up Birchas HaMazon among two or three people. That each person could be Moitzi Da'ilam with one bracha. You could have one person make the first bracha, somebody else be Moitzi Da'ilam with the second and third, or the second bracha, someone else be Moitzi the third bracha. The fourth bracha is Drabanan, the Brisa is not talking about that, but you may have some of that also. But the Brisa says, but you cannot be divide up Birchas HaMazon with four or five people, because if you divide it up to four or five people, then you're going to have to start dividing up brachas. And Zakhtarif, there ain't bracha chatzayin. You cannot divide up one bracha in half. You cannot have one person be Moitzi Da'ilam the first half of bracha, and someone else be Moitzi Da'ilam with the second half of the bracha. So Tak the Chazanish, why not? What's the reason? Vaistoy, so the Riff is saying there's no such thing as Shemei Kaina on the Hefer Bracha. Not like the Miki Vega. So if the Chazanish, the Blight Tzarech Ian. If you have but if each person is saying a half a bracha, that doesn't work. So you see, you cannot have Shemei Kaina and a half a bracha. So Stipla brings this down. Stipla is one more kasha from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Ha'ivim fnei ateve v'tor, yavach atachtov meichnu matzkel metchinas bracha shetor zeba." The Mishnah says that if someone's dying for the Amid and he gets mixed up and he cannot continue, he's in the bracha. He's up to not say bracha reinu shemakenas hashana zayis, and he gets mixed up and he cannot go baita. What do you do? You send somebody else up. Somebody else goes up and takes over. And the Mishnah says, "Meichnu matzkel." Where does he start? Does he start exactly from the point where the other person stopped? Maybe you should stop as Kominis on the Taiva, exactly where the other person stopped. The Mishnah says, no. Mehechenu Maskel, Metchinas Bracha Shetah Zebar. He stops from the beginning of the Bracha that the guy got mixed up. He stops from the beginning of Bracha Leinu. So, in fact, the disciple, why? What's wrong? Why didn't you just continue as Kominis on the Taiva? Continue the middle Bracha. We were already yates to the first day of the Bracha from the Shriach Zib. The Shriach Zib is supposed to daven in a way, you know, even if you might see the Erem, that's the way the original Tekana was. We were already yates. In the Mishnah's times, for sure they were talking about many people who yates with that bracha. But what's the problem? We were already ate to the first day for the bracha from the Shliach Tzibah, and let the second guy continue from where he left off. Why does the Mishnah say, Mayuch, Mehechenu Maschel, from where does he start? Metchinas the bracha Shetah Zebah. The Mishnah is the Feresh. No, that doesn't work. You have to start from the beginning. It's like the Stifler, it's arrived from this Mishnah that you cannot have Shemei Kain and a Chati bracha.
It's just coming up there, no? Because it's only Shemei Kain when the person understands. Then you can divide it through it.
Over there, they didn't understand. A stomach
ash.
Oh, yes, he's stomach ash from this. Maybe they didn't understand. Maybe you have to say they understood the bracha. How did it work? According to the taste in the rush we mentioned before. Okay, so that's the hash. But Akaponim, we have two rayas from the Gemara.
When
you're being Yaitse Bracha, when you're just making Zeman is not always being Yaitse someone. Zeman could be two ways. Sometimes there's Zeman with people, the Yaitse the entire benching with Shemek Aina. So anyway, we have these two Rayas that you cannot be Yaitse Shemek Aina and Yaitse Bracha. So this is effective stipend and the Chazanish, these kashas on the Kivega. How could the Kivega learn in the Magen Avraham? That's what he means, that you're to the psich and the theme of Kiddush with Shemei Kaina and the middle words to say yourself. How can you have Shemei Kaina and have a bracha? The first raya is from the Gemara says, I'm involved. Bichas Mazen, Shnayim Vishleisha. Right. And the Rif says, it's because you cannot have too many people being mice because you can't have people make a bracha and have a bracha. So the Stipe wants to say the Teretz says is a chilek. By that Gemara of Bichas Mazon B'Shnayim B'Shleisha, where you want to be mechabed each person to say a half a bracha, the Mevarach is saying a half a bracha, and the person wants to be yotzei half a bracha. The same thing by the Mishnah Lamed Aleph by Shliach Tzibah Shetar. The Mevarach only said a half a bracha, and you want to be yotzei Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha. But over here, in the Kivegas case, in the Magen Avraham's case, the person making kiddush said a whole bracha. The Ben Yigimel is saying the entire kiddush. You just want to be Yaitza with half of his kiddush. That you could do. The only raya you have from those other two Gemaras is that you cannot. That if a person makes half a bracha, he cannot be Meitza you with Shemei Kaina. But in this case, where the Ben Yigimel said the entire kiddush, and you're only coming to be Yaitza with part of it, the Psich and the Chesima, with the Chesima, that you could do.
Why is it difficult?
What's the Chalak? The chiluk I think is, and the disciple only explains it this way. The pshat is that if you say a bracha shleima, then you can be teifas on that at din shemei kaina. On a bracha shleima, there's a din to be teifas on that shemei kaina, and mainly you could come and you could be even a part of it. But the reason why these other Gemara are saying Ein Bracha Chatzayin is because there's nothing there. He only said Hef HaBracha. Hef HaBracha is Nishken Zach. There's nothing to be taken than that Shemei Kaina. There's nothing in the Shemei Kaina. It's not the guy's talking whatever he said, I said. You know, it doesn't work that way. It says a Chalais Din Bracha. It's a Baruch Shem. That's where it could be taken from them. But then you can be taken from them a few Shemei Kaina on the Hef HaBracha. Oh, we're going to get that. We're going to get that. We just want to finish off the type of things in another riot.
It's a whole bracha.
Then you could be here to...
You pull half a bracha.
It comes from a whole bracha. So there's something here to have a dish. Kind of mainly, you could be here to even half a bracha from it. That's the type of stuff. And he brings a riot to it. From Halacha and Hilchos Megillah. And Hilchos Megillah, the Pima Gadim says... It's Metafka Tzadik. Shem Gordon says, practical halacha, that when they cup Haman, a lot of times people miss the word, begin a word. Shem Gordon, say along the word together, say along the word yourself, even in a chumash. So, Chachin Lebet to say from a Kashim Megillah, but even from a chumash. Shem Gordon says, Ab Chatzim Megillah, up to half the Megillah, you could be Yetzah in a chumash. As long as Rav the Megillah, you Yetzah from a half, up to half, you can say from a chumash, as long as Rav you hear from a Kashim Megillah. So Pim Gadim says you create the words you miss by saying yourself. So effect the type the Moses in Megillah is Alacha Kol Pasuk the Nepaske Moshe and not Nepaskinan. Any pasuk Pesukim is Alacha Moshe Mesinai where the pasuk begins and ends. What's the complete pasuk? You're not even allowed to say half a pasuk. Half a pasuk is Nishkenzach. You're not allowed to say half a pasuk. So over here is a type. How does it work? It comes out we're being Yitzchak Shemir Kaina on the half a pasuk. And part of the pasuk would be Yetzer Vamira. When you miss part of the Megillah, part of the words, and you say it yourself, so part the rest of the pasuk you're being Yetzer Shemei Kaina. Half a pasuk you heard. So it comes out you're being Yetzer half a pasuk with Shemei Kaina, and half a pasuk by yourself. And it's type of time is Mesvarech. There's such a halacha you cannot have Shemei Kaina and half a bracha. Mestam you cannot have Shemei Kaina and half a pasuk either. Because the pasuk is also a zach. It's then called pasuk like pasukim Moshe and not a pasukim. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told us what's called pasukim. You're not allowed to say half a pasuk. We said, how can you have a shemei kainah and a half a pasuk and half a pasuk with a mir yourself? So like the type of vice place is like we're saying, like he's saying, because since the Baal Kher said the whole pasuk, he said the entire pasuk, including Haman, the words that you miss, And mainly, it has a shem pasuk shalim. It's a pasuk shalim. Mainly, it could be chal on them within shemei kainah. Is the main law, we can be typhus on that even to be yet half a Shemekah. Shemekah ain't even half of it. Shemekah
ain't half of it. Shemekah which part has the bracha on it?
When you get by the bracha, like by Kiddush, it would be the shame of Machlis. I mean, that's the problem, bracha batala. I mean, any part of it would be a chatzayin. Any part of it would be a chatzayin. Lamaisa, the Chazanish blight Tzurchin on this kasha, and I like to think that the Chazanish could have thought of this teretz. So I think the Chazanish Weisstois did not hold of this teretz. The Chazanish Weisstois held that even if the Mavarach said an entire pasuk or an entire bracha, you could say it's something to be typhus on that Shemei Kaina, but you cannot have Shemei Kaina Chatzoyin. Shemei Kaina is either you use the whole bracha Shemei Kaina or not. There's no such thing as Shemei Kaina on a Chatzi bracha. The disciple wants to say, when is your problem, Shemei Kaina Chatzi Bracha? It's only when the Mavarach did not say a whole Bracha. The person that said half a Bracha, he cannot be raised to Shemei Kaina. But the person that said a whole Bracha, you can shepherd through to that, and you can be raised from it, take from it a half a Bracha. The Chazanish showed that also won't work.
That's how
we explain
the
Magen Avraham. He vibes Tzurchin. Right, the way the Kivegun is Magen Avraham, right, very good, he vibes. And the type is coming to vent for the Magen Avraham, the Kivegun is the Magen Avraham. Yeah. So I saw the Milcha Shleima in Simon Chaf from Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach, he says the same thing as the type. Not much the same thing. He brings down the Chazanish's Kasha, and he wants to say the same teretz. That if the person making the bracha says a bracha Shleima, and it's a complete bracha, then you can make from that Shemei Kaina. You can be Yitzchak Shemei Kaina even on half of it. You can, yes. And Shem Zalman is the one, really, I should have said B'Shem Ayrim, Shem Zalman is the one that cleared that Shayla that we started off with. Can you be Yitzchak Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha? Like, the person was drinking, and he was Mesupik if he said Shakal. And now he has a problem. He can't say Shakal again, because he's not sure if he made a Shakal to begin with. He doesn't want to drink further, because he's not sure if he made a bracha. So his best Yitzchak would be to be Yitzchak for somebody else. The problem is, the other guy doesn't want to make a shakal. The other guy just wants to eat a donut. He just wants to make a mezainis. Can you ask him, be mighty with the first tape of the bracha, baruch tashem ha'kein ma'ach ha'olam, I'll be yitz to that shem ha'kaina, and I'll be yitz to the rest, myself. By saying shakal ni'bevari. Oh, very good. So Shem Azam wants to say, first of all, Shem Azam talks about the shayla of this shayla. To be yetzah with a chatzi bracha. He says, according to the Chazanish, you cannot do it, because the Chazanish holds you can never be yetzah a half a bracha with Shem Ekein, a half a bracha with Amir. But Shem Azam says, according to the way he wanted to say, which is the disciples said the same thing, since the guy making mezainis said a complete bracha, he's making a complete mezainis, you can't take from him and be yetzah the first half, the psicha. So it would work. But then Rosh Hashanah has has a different problem from the Gemara and Brachas stuff you base. The Gemara says, "Pasuk with a chamer, the same with the shifra." The Gemara is a shayla for yitzah. If a person's holding a cup of beer, he thinks it's wine, and he makes it, he says, "Baruch Hashem, Kenim Melachayim." He says the psicha. He has a mind to make a bar for your coffin. And then he realizes before that it's not wine, it's beer. So he ends off shakali b'dvarei. But he said the psicha adait to the chamer. The psicha adait to be bar pir gofen. Is that good or not? The Gemara is a shayla. It might be passing with the air, but it is good. But even according to the tzad that it's not good, so the Shem Zalman says he also said that problem. How could he be yates to the first half? You're taking the psicha that the guy said adait of mezainis, and you want to use it here for shahakal. So here it's even worse. At least in the Gemara's case, the guy himself changed his mind in the middle. The guy himself changed his mind and made a shakal. Here, that guy ended off with a complete mezainis. He made his whole psicha for mezainis. How could he use that for shakal? So Rishon Zalman just wants to declare, he says, you know, maybe there's a different shanda Gemara over there. You really have to understand, what's wrong, according to the Tzad, that pasuk with the Cham, the same with the Shekhar, you start off with the same bracha to Hashem, adaita v'yifir gafen, with the wrong bracha, and you end off with the correct bracha. What's wrong with that? He says, one pshat is, like we're saying, is you have to have in mind the psicha, what the bracha is going to be. But he says, maybe it's a different pshat in the Gemara. Maybe the pshat in the Gemara is, because over there, what you had in mind, barpir gafen, you had in mind a bracha vatala. You had in mind something that's not a bracha. When a person makes a barpir gafen on beer, that's not a bracha vatala. It doesn't help at all. It's a shakal. The barpir gafen won't help at all. So when you had in mind a bracha vatala, it was a mistake, but you had in mind a bracha vatala, maybe that's why it doesn't work at all. But over here, and if not me, you had in mind mezainis, and the person listening to Shemir Ka'ina was listening from a psicha of a mezainis. So maybe that's not ma'akim. Maybe the psicha is all the same, whether it's for mezainis or shahakal. It really, it's a psicha of a bracha. As long as it's not a bracha of a tala, maybe it's okay. So there's maybe it's holding from the Gemara. Most people learn the Gemara, possibly the Chama, the same as the Shekha is, because you have to have in mind the correct bracha when it's sending off. Shem says, maybe it's not Pshan the Gemara. Maybe Pshan the Gemara is, it's not so important which bracha you had in mind when you said the psicha. It's the psicha of a bracha. The problem with that Gemara was, and when you had in mind a bracha batala, you had in mind a zach which is not a bracha at all. Bayer gafen on beer is not a bracha at all. It's a bracha batala.
But the same bracha.
Yes.
He didn't hear the last few words, and he said to himself, "I'm going to say it's good." And he said, "They're both making signs. He's being guided."
Oh, that would that, yeah.
Then
you wouldn't have any of these problems of the Gemara. You wouldn't have any of these problems of the Gemara bracha stuff you base. The only shayla would be about Shemei Kohen and half a bracha, and that would be the Machaikas Pechazanish and Shem Zalman and the Saiba. Okay.
So, if somebody's making kiddush and it's a big crowd, right? And so they hold the cup and it's bracha shamo kenu lachavam, and you don't hear him say break your gut. So, if you don't hear the end, could you say the end yourself?
Very good. Very good. Dr. Fitz is saying very good. Also, it would all be telling in this. Can you have over there? You want to have a bracha tzayin. You want to,
but you didn't hear it.
Right. In case you heard the psicha of the bracha, you know, probably the best thing in that case really would be just to not have in mind not to be yitza and now make your own bracha. Be master talk.
He had you in mind, and you already got
the half. Well, you obviously have the food. You have the food in front of you. If you're going to finish the bracha, you have to be tayim. You have the food in front of you, so I guess make the whole bracha. But theoretically,
what's the shaila? You don't have the kais of meat, but otherwise, the bracha itself, you should be yitzu. Right? So, man, both making the same bracha, unless you are going to be, it should be unless you should be yitzu.
According to the Chazanish, it should be it. It would not be it. The Chazanish holds it. Because you cannot have.
Which part of the brook has the shame brook, which part
complement? What is that drinking?
Come on,
I think I know what's bothering you. You know what? I think I know what's really bothering you over here is how much of a bracha do you have to say, and what you really want to know is there's a mugan of rum in Simas Samach Dalu, which is very this big story from mugan of rum that you should know that if you miss a few words of a bracha, you yitza. The mugan of rum says that as long as you got the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha.
Everywhere
where you miss, if you miss a few words in the middle, you yitza.
But the
What we said before that it seems to me that the Chazon Ish is chelak on this teretz. The Chazon Ish doesn't hold this teretz. That even if the person made a complete bracha, it doesn't help. Even if it's made a complete bracha, it doesn't help. You cannot have Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha, the way the Chazon Ish brought a raya from Bichas Muslim Beis Gimel. What would the Chazon Ish do with the stipend raya from Megillah Esther, the Pima Gadol? That says that the Pima Gadol does say that you give Yitzhak half a pasuk for Shemei Kaina and half a pasuk by Mir. The teretz is the Chazon Ish can hold. There's a chiluk between Pesukim and Brachas. The stipend wants to compare the two. The stipend wants to say if you cannot have Shemei Kain on the half a bracha, then you cannot have Shemei Kain on the half a pasuk. And the Chazon Ish says no, it's not dafka. Half a pasuk is also a zach. This taka aloch, a pasuk like paske moisha, not only paskinan, a pasuk is a chashv zach, but there's such a thing as a half a pasuk also. So the Chazon Ish will hold that. And half a pasuk taki can be used with Shemei Kain, if I'm here or not. The stipend holds it is the same. So this is just a little interesting. In Pesukim brought down, there's two minhagim in davening by Chnosa Sefer Torah. We always say the Chazan says Yehal Moshe Hashem Kineskav Shmo Nevada, and the Olam answers back Hoydu Eretz Shemayim. Bemis is all one pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Kufim Ches. So there's really two minhagim. There's an alta minig that the Olam doesn't just answer back the words Hoydu Eretz Shemayim, which is a half a pasuk. Again, this is all one pasuk. Yehal Moshe Hashem Kineskav Shmo Nevada Hoydu Eretz Shemayim is all one pasuk. So the old minig was there was an old minig that the Olam would answer back from the beginning Yehalu. They would say from the beginning Yehal Moshe Hashem Kineskav Shmo Nevada. But later, our minig is the Chazan just says the first half of the pasuk Yehal Moshe Hashem Kineskav Shmo Nevada, and the Olam answers back second half of the pasuk Hoydu Eretz Shemayim. The Mogen Avraham makes the kasha. Other person makes the kasha. The Gemara says in the Gilgal Kol Pesukim LePaskei Moshe Nang LePaskinan. It's an issa. It's an issa to say half a pasuk. How do we say half a pasuk of just Hoydu Eretz Shemayim? This is the Chayv Shad in the other minig. The other minig that the Olam says the entire pasuk. What's Pshat in our minig that we just say half a pasuk? So it's Ken Zayin. I'm thinking Ken Zayin. The real minig is that the Shliach Tzibba, when he says Yehal Hashem Hashem, he should be mighty the Olam, but then Shemei Kaina. The Olam should have a mind to be Yitza, but Shemei Kaina. Yehal Hashem Hashem Kinesgal Shmuel Avayda. So really, we're saying a whole pasuk. The first half of the pasuk we're being yitzah with Shemei Kaina, and the second half of the pasuk will be yitzah with Hayda Aratz Shemayim. Will be yitzah by saying ourselves. This would again be a case of being yitzah half a pasuk with Shemei Kaina and half a pasuk the Amir ourselves. And maybe that's the two minhagim. The first minig held you can't do that. That's why the Olam has to say the whole pasuk. And the second minig says you can't do that. You can't have a half a pasuk with Shemei Kaina and a half a pasuk with Amir ourselves. If this is Takav Shad, then it will come out that the Baal Tzibah should have this in mind. The Shliach Tzibah should have in mind to be Moitzi the Olam with Shemei Kaina. And the Olam should have in mind to be Yitzi Shemei Kaina. I don't think the Olam was knowing that way. It was just a Shugah Ara. And there's a few more Aras to say on the Indian, but we'll leave it for now, and we have it here written up in print if anyone would like a copy.